Om Shanti. Good morning.
Today in our gathering, we have Sister Doha from Lebanon. And she is in Gyan from last 8 years. And Baba's very lovely child. So, first of all, what the meaning of Doha?
Well, it's a name actually that has been taken from Quran, the holy book. And when I took birth, my father opened the holy book and he chose my name. And it's name of sunrise, which is Amrit Vela. Okay?
Yeah, okay. So how did you come in Gyan and how your journey has started?
Well, I was working in airlines as an air hostess, and everything I had, nothing lacking, everything, health, wealth, everything. But then I was not happy. Something was missing. And in my childhood, I used to write so many things. Like I used to write about soul, about incarnation, reincarnation, all of these things. But we don't have these things in our religion. So, way to work, I never wrote anything again because I became so body conscious. Like the society around me, all the sisters, you know, air hostess, this, that. So we go shopping, makeup, this, that. So my intellect changed. My childhood was, I was spiritual, and when I went to this job, totally body conscious. So I was not happy. I felt I'm losing myself, I'm not myself anymore, like something is missing which I don't know. So one day, I was vegetarian since my childhood thanks to Baba. So my mom used, whenever I do anything wrong, because I used to fear meat a lot, when I do anything wrong, she will bring meat to scare me. So, punishing me like this. So, yeah, I mean, one day I was just sleeping, and before I sleep, I would cry, like no reason, nothing is there, but I would cry and say, oh, I think there is something which I don't know. I have to know. So, I would cry and then talk to God and tell him, okay, what is the problem? What is the reason? And then one day I woke up and a voice in my ear was calling my name and telling a verse. Verse says that God will lead you to the truth whenever you are not expecting. So I went, at that time I had a standby at home, like they can call me for any work. And they called me for a flight called Doha. So I went to that flight and one brother was there. At that time I was very like introverted. I became introverted. And everybody around would see that I'm very introverted, silent, I don't want to talk. And so one brother, colleague, he was there and he said and say, okay, I think Doha you are... Something is wrong with you, like you're not going out anymore, not doing anything anymore. What's wrong? Like the soul wanting this interest but doesn't know why. So I told him, he said, maybe every lady wants to get married and get settled. Maybe this is what you need to do. I said, no. He said, why? I said, I don't want this marriage. I want spiritual marriage. So I was like thinking, okay, spiritual marriage, but I don't know about God, nothing. So he said, oh, he said, and then he started talking more about, he said, you know, I know some people like you. I said, really? He said, yes, they do meditation. And then he spoke about food. I said, I'm vegetarian. He said, you should go to those people. I said, okay, I will. So after the flight will arrive around 10 p.m., told him, let's go, take me there. He said, no, now they are sleeping. I was, my life was sleeping whole day and awake all night. So I said, oh, really? Okay, tomorrow 8 a.m. I will take you. I said, okay. 7 a.m. I was waiting in the lobby because we were in a ladies' accommodation. So this brother came and took me to the center, and the moment I entered the center and I saw them and what, I started crying, I don't know why till now. But something in the soul was happening, like recognition. So yeah, I took the course and that's it. First time I saw Baba's eyes, I was also crying, like, okay, I know this very well, and this is my father.
So how did you got that firm faith, that's the true knowledge?
Because I was searching for it whenever, actually, you know, I was too much pulled since my childhood to spirituality and mostly purity. I loved purity a lot, but I didn't know what to call it at that time. Like in my childhood, I would tell my mom, Mom, I don't want to get married. I don't want this. It's not nice, you know. So when they told me about this, I said, that's it, this is it. Okay, now I can be with God. Now, I mean, I was searching, and when I found it, that's it, recognition. Yeah.
So you shared about the spiritual marriage. So how that concept, how that term comes?
Yeah, because we have a writer, actually his name is Gibran Khalil Gibran, you know him? And he used to speak about spiritual marriage, but between people, not with God. So that is what I knew, and I thought, okay, this is good, better than the other one. So yeah, until I found Baba, definitely. Yeah.
So what is your first experience of Madhuban?
When I came to Madhuban first time, I mean, I'll tell you about my first meeting with Baba. I was sitting there and invoking, like the Surya Bai will tell us, okay, invoke Baba, tell him to come. And I was like sitting there, okay, I will do this. So I sat there and I was, and you know Didi, our Didi, Aruna Didi, before Baba's meeting, she prepared us well. She said, you know, whatever is happening around, don't see. Just be with Baba. So I was so obedient, I did that. And I was like, Baba, this is my day with you. I will meet you today. Baba, you come for me, Baba. I'm going to meet you. Oh, Baba, this is the day of my whole kalpa. Like this. So, I mean, when Baba came, the first time Baba came, because I was searching for this true love my whole life. And I was like, in my life, before going to Kuwait, I was trying to find a real love through the eyes. Like once I was going to get engaged and I was telling my mom, but he doesn't look into my eyes, so I want connection with the eyes, like real love, you know? So that time Baba said, the first words he said, nobody will give you this love. And you know, my heart, I felt too much beating and burning like this, and I became here, not here. I became here and too much tears is going, like, I don't know, burning and, you know, beating, like when you meet a beloved and this feeling comes, but stronger. And Baba said this and I was like more crying. So that was my feeling.
So how you enjoy Brahmin life? How you enjoy Madhuban?
Oh, Madhuban. So, yeah. Madhuban is my home and I would love to stay here forever. But I can't, definitely. And I told you about that thing, that experience. I was sitting in Baba's room and I was sitting in front of Baba, like a little bit angry with him. And telling him, you can't force me to leave this place. And you know, something happened that I was feeling like Sakar Baba and I, and nothing of anything from this time is there anymore. And all, I forgot all the systems and customs and Madhuban stay 15 days, this, that, nothing came. And I was telling Baba like, okay, I don't want to go, I will stay with you. And then as if Baba is telling me, no, you have to go for service, you know. And day after, it was a Thursday, it was Bog message. And the sister said, you will not leave Madhuban, Baba and Madhuban will go with you. So I felt it's for me, everyone will feel like this.
You want to share your any deep experience of yoga?
Deep experience of yoga. Well, deep silence. Mainly, actually, you know, I used to, first in my first days of my Brahmin life, I used to enjoy a lot dancing with Baba in the Satat region and all of these things. But now it's coming more to seed stage, silence, just being really a soul in the soul world. Like, I keep feeling like, okay, we have to go home now. We have to go. Chori, like, leave this soul.
You have to stop dancing if you want to go home.
Yes. No, it's not that I have to stop dancing, but the intellect, like, changes a little bit with time. Like, first it was more childish, but now it's like a little bit more mature. Yeah. So with time, I think, I don't know if there is more time, but if we get more chance, maybe I'll get more experiences, you never know.
So what do you do in your laukik?
I don't have a laukik life. I live in the center full time. My laukiks live in another city, so I visit them once every few months. And my mom now is coming closer. She's listening to Murli now in Arabic, because they are Pakka Muslims. So they were totally against. But she took the course, and then she was telling, you will go to hell, you became kafir, you are now Hindu, this, that. But now she is closer, and she's listening to Murli in Arabic, and she is recognizing, and really, it's a magic, like now she is on the group of Baba's family, and I think she will become Baba's child soon.
What is the reason behind that? Are you sending some sarkash to her?
Yes, and also because she did some good karma with Baba. Like when I left Egypt, I went to Egypt for service for some time and came to Lebanon, started the center there, and the center was really empty. Nothing was there. Like for a few months I was washing by hands, no fridge, nothing. Then students came and recreated that center, really it became now Baba's house. So she was feeling, you know, this feeling of my daughter, everything has gone from her, like, you know, like this feeling from her side. But for me it was like I'm gaining everything in the world. So she started helping in Baba's center a lot. She started, and also my Lokik father, he started helping, because nobody was there to help, only me and Baba. So I was telling her, are you giving it to me or to Baba? No, to Baba. God is one, no? So he will bless me anyway, if this is for God. So, you know, do it, I will give it to God, you know, like this. So, really, that's her good karma, I think, that brought her close to Baba. Yeah.
So you're doing service with Sister Aruna also, and Sister Anna also, and Sister Carol also. So how you're adjusting yourself with all of them?
Well, I can't claim that I am perfect, no. I have some scars, and we all have to go through this journey of cleansing and becoming pure with Baba. So I think what keeps me going is really faith in Baba, deep recognition that this is truth, and whatever happens will not take me away from Baba, no matter what. Even if the whole world will try to take me away from Baba, I remember always my promise. The first time I came to Baba, I said, Baba, I will hold to you with my teeth and hands and legs and everything like this. So this is, I think, what helped, the faith.
How to stay happy in Brahmin life?
How to stay happy?
What you are doing to stay happy in Brahmin life?
Well, I think, as Baba said yesterday in the Murli, in the slogan, like, really to stop, put full stop to the computer of the intellect. And that is something I had to learn, because I had a tendency from past sanskars, especially when that depression I went before Gyan. So I had tendencies for those things, you know, like my patterns more to feeling this conscious of victim conscious like this. So I had to work a lot with this, and I had to learn to be happy. Baba taught me to be happy, and that's when Baba becomes the Sadguru from the Murli. So really, as Baba says, no matter what happens, don't leave the study. The Murli helped me a lot, really. The Murli, whatever Baba said, I was trying to follow because I had that faith in him. And that helped me to remain happy and to stay on the path, really, firmly with Baba. So it's the Murli, the knowledge, yeah.
You want to share your experience with Daddy Janki?
Daddy Janki. First time I met Daddy Janki, she said, I was telling her, Daddy, I want to leave this job because I give meat to people, because we serve them no food. She said, do you feel you were with Baba before? I said, yes, Daddy. She said, okay, then you are free from this karma. Work for one more year. There was Sister Wajiha there. She said, stay with Wajiha and Aruna, and then, yes, she left the body. And then I stayed in that job another one more year. And then, not one more year, 2 more years. 1 year I was still in my accommodation. Then I shifted to the center, and I used to go to work from the center with my uniform and makeup and high heels. But we have to, because this is our job. And Baba said, don't leave it, don't leave your job. So my Didi, Aruna Didi, would say, don't go from the front door, go from the back door, tell the bus to come from the back. Okay, okay. So I used to go like, you know, nobody should see what's happening. So like this, yeah. And then Baba suddenly told me, okay, now leave your job and go to Egypt. Like this. Baba fulfills the desires of their faith.
So according to the time, what's your current effort? According to the time, what's your current effort is going on?
My current effort is to really, yesterday I was having this thought like, no bodily beings in my mind, only Baba, no bodily beings, no remembrance of anyone, nobody, no matter what. So this is really, it's like a mantra, Baba, Baba, Baba and only Baba.
You want to give any advice or suggestion for our group?
Who am I to give it? I mean, Baba will give us all the advice in the Murli now.
Any more questions? Hindi song. The brother is asking to sing a song.
I don't have a good voice, but I will try. Tu pyare ka sagar hai. Tu pyare ka sagar hai. Teri ek bund ki pyaase hum. Teri ek bund ki pyaase hum. लोटा जो दिया तूने, लोटा जो दिया तूने, लोटा, sorry, I'm not very good.
That's very good.
I have this, singing is not my thing.
You want to share anything else?
Nothing else. I faced some opposition from the society and my family in Lebanon. And not only this, I don't know if I should share this with you, but I will, maybe it will help also. Somebody also tried to do some magic to bring me back to Islam. And so many things happened, really. And somebody used to call from our area and say, you are Muslim, you were born Muslim. And so, you know, I saw Muhammad in my vision, and he said, tell Duha to go back to Islam. He saw Muhammad in his vision. Okay. So like, okay, but I think the most important thing is really faith in Baba. Like nothing should shake the faith in the intellect. That's it.
Why didn't you tell that brother that he came in my dream also and he's saying no need to come here, I go back again to you.
I used to laugh because I used to feel mercy for him, no? Like, I mean, those people, what karma they are doing, no?
Okay. Thanks a lot to Sister Doha for sharing her experience.
Thank you.
In our group. Om Shanti.
Thanks, Baba. Om Shanti.